This is another original OFM podcast.
Welcome to The Big Breakfast on the Sound of Your Life OFM, where we love music. If you've just tuned in, I've got a bit of a surprise for you this morning. You see, I'm actually busy doing a degree, and I have class on Fridays. And this last Friday, I was so captivated by the one lecture that I had that I asked the lecturer to come into studio. And he's with us this morning. Ignou van Niekerk, welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Martin. Pleasure to be here.
So Ignou, you are an author, a storyteller, and as you describe, a liar.
Yes.
That's basically what you do for a living. And this lecture we had was about learning and self-improvement. And I thought it's something that is so relevant in today's world. I think if you don't keep learning and keep self-improving, you're going to stagnate and you're going to be frustrated for the rest of your life. And especially with the matric exams currently ongoing, I thought we'd bring you in and you can teach the public a few skills on how to learn and what learning is. Because I think we've got this idea about learning, that learning is sitting behind books. And you say that's not necessarily the case.
Martin, first of all, I think anyone can learn and anyone can learn well. I think we've all got limits on ourselves because, you know, at school you were, let's say, a 60%er. And then if I ask you right now, if you write any tests, people will say, I'll get 60%.
Yeah.
And you can learn and you can become a 100%er and it's possible. So the challenge is to overcome your limits. So let's say if I challenge the listeners right now to remember 10 words, which I'm going to randomly say, how many do you think they'll remember as they sit in their cars or wherever they are?
I don't know. Let's have a try.
60%. I'd say the average would go for six. I'd honestly say I'd remember about six words.
That's right.
You were probably a 60% at school.
100%.
I was in the half of the class that made the top half possible. If it weren't for us, they wouldn't be the top half. And some people don't get that, but you know they were in the same half I was. That's why they're not getting it. So let's randomly give you 10 words and see how many people remember. So it's tree, light switch, chair, car, glove, gun, dice, skate, cat, cat, goalpost. Yeah, they're 10 words.
Cat and goalpost. Right. That's all I've got.
I failed already because I only counted like 8 words.
Right.
So let's see how you can remember them. And let's do about 3 or 4 before you play the music, the next bit of music, Mark. The first thing is, what people don't realize is you should use your imagination to learn. So if I say the first word, number one is tree, you can imagine one tree. But people don't use their imaginations. When kids use their imagination, we feed them all kinds of chemical, you know, substances so that they can keep quiet in class and not be dreamers.
Yeah.
So a lot of teachers are on antidepressants and kids are, you know, sort of on all kinds of medication to ensure that they don't dream. So I want you to dream because that's a learning skill. People often talk about, you know, sort of visual learners and audio learners. That's nonsense. You learn specific to the situation that you're in. So imagination is one great way. So all the listeners who listened and got tree as one, you've got 1 out of 10 now, and just imagine one tree. Second way of learning would be to use your body. So number two was light switch. Now, how do you use your body to remember a light switch? Well, I think you can blink twice, you know, sort of once, twice. So it's off, on, off, on. So when I say two, you say light switch. If you're in traffic and you're close to another car right now, don't blink immediately. just check that car. So one was tree, two is light switch, and you use your body to learn. And you can use your imagination or your body or whatever you'd like to. Number three was chair. Now, that's a bit of a difficult one because a chair usually has 4 legs. So a third way of learning is stories. Now, I always tell the story about my 4-legged chair and my fat mother-in-law coming to visit. And then she threw her bum on the chair all the time, and it's my chair, my preferred chair. And so I cut off one of the legs, just sort of 3/4, put it outside, and she bounced onto it. Chair broke. She was in hospital for about 6 weeks, you know, but it's okay. I mean, she did recover, and it was her fault.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is none of this is true, but now you'll remember three and chair because I told you the story of the chair with the 3 legs. So let's see if you guys get the first 3. So what was one?
One was tree.
Yes.
Two?
Light switch.
3?
Is chair.
Okay. And 4, we sometimes use knowledge which we already have. We make associations. There's a psychologist, Jean Piaget, spoke about we learn by association. And 4 is car. So what can you think of that says four and car?
Four wheels on a vehicle.
Four-wheel drive or four wheels or Ford, you know, that hot car, you know, sort of whatever the case may be, if you've got one of those ones that when you sit in traffic, it enlightens other people or yourself. So that's four, car, so using privilege or previous knowledge. And five is glove. Glove's easy because if I put my hand in the air, five and glove, it's sort of logic.
Sometimes it makes sense if you put your hand out. Yeah.
So five is – so we've got 5 out of 10 right now. So do you want to go further or should
I think the principle is very clear. So if you've got those five things, you can extend it out to 10 things, of course. You can connect anything that you're trying to learn to those five numbers. Is that the goal? Yeah.
Yes, and the other thing is there's five different learning skills which we spoke about right now. So we spoke about using your imagination, we spoke about using your body, we spoke about using story, we spoke about using accumulation, adding knowledge to existing knowledge, and we spoke about using logic.
Yeah.
And people, whenever people talk about learning styles, they never talk about those things. They never tell you use your imagination. So as a matric right now sitting, do you think you should use your imagination? And people say, no, don't dream. You should dream. You should dream about what's happening in the subject and make up stories and do those kinds of things.
Okay, excellent stuff. I'll see if we've got time. We can maybe get to 10 if you stick around. We're going to keep chatting to Ichna straight after this. It's DNCE. Ben, I'm going to quiz you on this, all right?
All right.
So you need to have that memory sharp.
Okay.